Ukraine's Defence Minister Denis Shmyhal visited Luxembourg yesterday, thanking the nation for its solidarity while requesting further support for drone production. President Trump has announced plans to meet Russian President Putin in Budapest following what he called a productive call. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky is visiting the White House today to request US-made Tomahawk missiles. The World Health Organization is warning that infectious diseases are spiraling out of control in Gaza, with only 13 of 36 hospitals partially functioning. French railway workers are striking today, causing delays for cross-border commuters. CFL is warning that trains between Luxembourg and France will be affected, particularly services to Thionville and Metz. Luxembourg's emergency services have launched stayingalive.lu, a new app to help the 500 annual cardiac arrest cases in the country. And 3,000 UK families are suing Johnson & Johnson over claims its talcum powder causes fatal cancers. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. After a cloudy start, the sun could come out, with Meteorlux predicting a total of 3 hours of sunshine. Temperatures are around 8 to 9 degrees now, rising to a maximum of 14 degrees in the afternoon.